Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
And good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 6th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing great, man. Weather's been looking up today. It's been really hot in Ottawa these last couple of days. Canada Day, happy belated. You know, 4th of July, happy belated to everyone out there. Also, just want to say at the top of the show, I would love a World Cup correspondent in the chat. France and Uruguay are playing. I would like to know who's winning as we go forward. But I'm excited to dive into these feeds right now.
Yeah, you need a live feed World Cup person.
Yeah.
Watching
WCFC.
Live. All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that's been going down on the feeds yesterday. And it was an exciting day of feeds. I decided to just, even though I was still kind of sick and I didn't want to, it was so exciting. I decided to go live on Twitch and talk to people as this was going down. And man, it was exciting, Puya.
It was amazing, man. Everything pre-HOH, pre-show, and then post-show. It was just an amazing 24 hours to experience as a Big Brother fan and a live feed viewer. This one day alone, honestly, would maybe put BB19 to shame altogether. So,
yes. So, you know, we talked about Tyler and how he had this plan to flip Caitlyn at the last second. And I was like, I don't think you should do this, Tyler. I don't know if it's going to work. I feel like you're going to get caught. I don't like this idea. And to be fair, I still don't really like it.
Yeah.
But it did work. And we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I felt the exact same way. And now looking at the results post, maybe it worked out for the better. But all in all, it was kind of a messy route to go. But hey, he put in the work and he kind of reaped the reward. So,
yeah. Yeah. So basically, Tyler, just to reset this, Tyler wants Sam to stay. The current vote count is 6-7 in favor of Sam leaving. So Tyler needs to flip one vote. His plan is to flip Caitlyn. And and this is how he goes about doing it. He goes to Caitlyn yesterday morning and he says, look, you need to vote Steve out or you're screwed because I know who has the power. And she's like, whoa, wait a minute. What? No, I can't vote Steve out. Steve is like my dad. I'm not going to do that. She just like 10 hours earlier had reaffirmed this new Sacred Six alliance. She was definitely going to be voting with them. There's no way she can go back on that. He says, no, you have to or you'll be screwed. And she's like, I don't understand. And rightfully so, she should not understand because Tyler was saying did not make any sense, Puya.
No, he was talking out of thin air. It was all a lot of out of the blue nonsense. I think the credit has to go to his social play a couple of days ago when the whole Fessy drama was going on. He was her shoulder to cry on, and he was able to use that capital here. He wanted the dividend. He wanted the share dividends now. So he cashed all of that in. He tells her that Swaggy has said that she's in the bottom and she's like, he asked Tyler to make sure that she's voting the right way because she's a bit of a cannonball. And she hears all this. She says, when did he say this? He said, just now, just happened. And he was able to use that and the threat of the power to kind of get in her head to the point where literally within a span of like 20 minutes, her mind started changing. She was like, I can't believe I'm considering this right now. I can't believe I'm actually considering this. And then, you know, who know? Well, what happens? Caitlyn is flipped. The person who comes up with the alliance name, the person who has solidified this group of people is the one that is able to flip.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And he's like, yeah, Swaggy has turned on you. Brett has this power. And if you don't vote this way, you're going to be screwed. And she's like, well, why am I going to be screwed? Why not anybody else? And he's like, just trust me. It doesn't make any sense, he's just literally just saying words. He's literally just saying, you have to do this. trust me. She's asking legitimate questions and he doesn't have answers to them, but it's still working because of the relationship he has with her, the relationship that he's built with her. And it's in this moment that I'm just like, he is like the anti-Vanessa. He is like, because Vanessa could not maintain a like relationship with somebody for the life of her, but every single word she said out of her mouth made complete sense. She could position herself in such a way that even if people didn't like her, even if people thought she was the sketchiest person on earth, they still had to work with her. Tyler is the complete opposite. He is not necessary to anybody's game. He is a parasite, but he is managing to get people to like him and trust him so much that it doesn't matter what the content of what he says. It just matters how they feel about him. And he is managing to flip people and make these crazy moves based solely on that.
Yeah, where Vanessa comes in with empirical evidence and keeps it short and sweet with just facts and logic thrown at you. Tyler's a bit more like a CVS receipt where it's a whole lot of nothing. The receipt means nothing. His receipts that he's pulling are useless. But he's, because of the relationship he has, because how dependent she is on him and the feelings that she's feeling towards him, she just listens and takes it in and trusts him and just takes the leap of faith with him.
Yeah. And like, I like most really great players are a mixture of the two. What made Vanessa so interesting was that she was purely logic, purely this game theory. And I really feel like Tyler is the opposite of that. He is purely the emotion and the relationships. And I'm very curious to see how far this can get him, because this is such a risky play, because he's lying to her face. He's saying that Brett has the power. He knows that Brett doesn't have the power. This is a complete fabrication. Swaggy didn't just tell him that. Swaggy did say similar things, but much earlier. And there are seven other people that can tell Caitlin that Tyler is lying, like that can expose Tyler. And not to mention the fact that Caitlin can expose Tyler to the other side. There are so many different points of failure here, and I'm still waiting for that failure to happen, and it certainly can, but for whatever reason it hasn't yet.
No, it's a tightrope that he's walking that is really going to be difficult moving forward, because like with someone like Caitlin, obviously emotions and feelings is what she is like moves along with strongly, and he used that perfectly, but the same way that can bite him, where once she realizes he lied to her, once she finds out that, you know, he did this blatantly to use her, she will feel hurt, and that scold might be like a lot worse than anything else he's experienced. As of right now, he's fine. He just helped an entire half of the house, you know, execute a move they wanted to make. So he's in their good books. I don't think they're going to be squealing anytime soon. And then Caitlin right now, given how close she feels to Tyler, probably, again, he's fine for the right now. But I feel like moving forward, there's a couple conversations that happen later in the night that we can talk about with Tyler being involved or being mentioned. But moving forward, it looks like he's okay for right now, but I feel like I agree, Taryn. Like, the end game for this guy, this early, he used too much capital for this week one move.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about Tyler's position, especially with the other side of the house, but just like, just to give an example, after the eviction, Bailey was talking to Scotty and she was saying, I feel so bad for Tyler. He looked like he was gonna, you know, throw up after the eviction. He was so surprised. And then Winston called him and Swaggy out, and we'll talk about that. But like, they felt bad for Bailey, who has been screwed by Tyler twice now, felt bad for him. It's unbelievable. So anyway, getting back to the chronological order here, Tyler, he has managed to flip Caitlin in this moment, and Fessy does then interrupt them, which does kind of ruin some of this plan, because Tyler didn't have a chance to lock this down and make sure that Caitlin is not going to tell anyone else. Because what Caitlin does is she runs straight to Haley and she tells Haley everything that Tyler just told her. And she says, we need to vote Steve out or we will be screwed. She feels like, oh my God, people who vote Steve out are going to be who vote Steve to stay are going to be screwed. I need to like save other people on this lifeboat. And she also tells Haley about this Swaggy thing, about how Swaggy's been talking bad about her. And Haley's like, I've never heard that. She has, but she's lying. She's like, oh, I've never heard anything about that. And she actually does kind of like get Haley to be a little bit on board here. She's like, look, I want to go along with you. I don't know if I can vote against the group though. And Caitlin says straight out, we can just blame it on the power. Like, that's fine. Like we'll just vote this way. Mm-hmm. We'll blame it on the power. Everything will be okay. And I think she is legitimately getting Haley to be like, oh, it's like Haley at this point, similarly to how Tyler got Caitlin, is like, I don't really know if this makes sense, but I guess I trust you. Maybe I need to do this. This is so like alarming.
Yeah, she's like, I want to do what you're going to do. Like, I'm with you on this one. And it's one of those things where the fact of the matter is, Swaggy did say some things about Caitlin just way back before. And the fact that it's coming out now, and now we saw Haley talking with Rockstar, like, oh my God, freaking Swaggy. Like, we talked some stuff, but we didn't tell anybody else. Like, Swaggy just had to do this. So now they're thinking, just with little tidbits of information like that, that they know to be true being used here. She was convinced that, oh my God, the whistle is about to blow up on this operation. We need to jump ship before it's too late. And then we see later on that Caitlin kind of brings it back with them. But then also we do see at some point JC talking to Haley and JC trying to get Haley to make the jump as well, which then comes back into play after the vote, because then Haley's like, oh, I think JC was just looking out for me.
Yeah. So Haley is kind of like starting to buy this. Then Rockstar joins them, and they tell Rockstar what's going on because Caitlin wants to make sure that Rockstar isn't screwed by this. And Rockstar is not having it. Angie Rockstar is asking all the right questions and getting no answers. And she's like, are you sure you're not just getting played right now? Like, what are you doing? What's happening right now? I don't think we should be doing this, which kind of like wakes Haley up. And they're like, we need to talk to Tyler or something, because this isn't making any sense. At which point HOH lockdown is called, because remember, this is hours before the eviction. And that's when Angie, Rockstar and Haley have that conversation in the hallway outside of the HOH room before they go into the lockdown, where they're like, oh my God, we've said things about Caitlin too. We're glad that didn't get out, but I can't believe stupid Swaggy talking about it with other people. Like, what are you doing, dude? But they do mention, like, we have to shut this down. Like, this is no good. We need to make sure this does not go.
Yeah, because no matter what happens here for them, they're thinking, we've got these numbers. The whole time we thought we're good with these numbers. We have majority. And they're just trying to cling on to that. And the fact that Caitlin has been unhinged, the fact that they've both witnessed firsthand, like Haley was involved in this stuff with Caitlin and the friction and the stuff that was the separation between her and Fessy and all of that drama. It's just a situation where they can feel her being taken away from them and they want to pull her back in. But again, there is no time anymore. We're about to lock down for the eviction coming up. So it was just, honestly, Tyler, did you do it at the perfect time? I feel like with pretty much, I would say 80% of the house, if you tried to do something like this the day of, it would not pan out, because they'd be like, why do you wait this long to talk to me? But Caitlin is not an ordinary house guest, and he definitely picked the right person to pull at this night.
Yeah, he knew exactly how to do it, and you know, he knew it would work. And even this moment, I'm just like, this is so gonna backfire so hard on Tyler, and it didn't. It didn't, because I was talking about, like, it kind of depended on who won HOH, because a different HOH outcome could have been majorly different outcome for Tyler. But we'll talk about it. So the feeds come back from the HOH lockdown, and we learn that Tyler has done some major damage control in the time that the feeds have been out. He had told Caitlin to tell Haley and Rockstar, never mind, I misunderstood, we're all good. Just ignore everything that I was screaming about the apocalypse and the end times. I was just kidding. Tyler said something entirely different. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I was having an episode, you know me, I'm the girl who saw a dove and thought it was Grandpa Lou. Like, that's just me. I had a moment. It's okay. And they buy it, because, again, this is Caitlin's personality. They've seen Caitlin just like go on random tirades and like have moments and feelings about random things and misconstrue things. So this kind of plays into her character perfectly, and they buy it without even doubting it twice.
Yes. So the new story, the official story, is that the bros told Tyler that they had a power to steal a vote, and he told Caitlin about it, and they were, and she kind of freaked out. And also he told her about the swaggy stuff because he had just heard about that. And, you know, that's very believable because, you know, the rock star and Haley had heard that stuff from Swaggy as well. The plan to evict Sam is still officially on. Like, they're all going to vote to evict Sam. It's all fine. That's all good. However, secretly, Caitlin still plans on voting to evict Steve. And the plan then is going to be that she blames the power. That I voted Sam out. I don't know what it must have been, that power that the bros were talking about. And that's how she prevents herself from being targeted by her own alliance immediately after. And that's the plan that they're going to use heading into the eviction.
Yeah, and as a lot of us did yesterday, we watched the episode thinking the hair is down, it's going down, it's happening, the signal's been made, we kind of know what's going to happen here. And I feel like to just talk about that reveal when the 7-6 comes out and Steve is going, Caitlin did play it off pretty well. I mean, the camera didn't really get her because someone's arm was in her face, but we could tell Caitlin was making the same face that Bailey and Swaggy was making. So at least for the immediate moment, she sold it off pretty well.
Yeah, and Tyler apparently did as well. You know, not necessarily, we didn't see his shocked face, but we definitely saw in the HOH competition his kind of like, oh my God, what happened? I don't know what happened face. Like, oh, what's going on? So yes, we saw the 7-6 vote. She pretended to be shocked. Also, prior to the eviction, this is a little bit important. JC gave Fessy the heads up that he will be voting Steve out. And by the heads up, I mean like it was like a half hour long rant about Steve and how he gave him a dirty look and all of that. But, you know, because JC comes out of this smelling like roses somehow. And this is part of the reason why. So Steve is evicted on the eviction night and Caitlin ends up winning the HOH. And this was a huge break for Tyler because I absolutely do believe that if Swaggy or any of the people on Swaggy's side had won HOH, those level six people would have spilled their guts. You know, the second he's talking about putting up Winston and Brett, they're going to be like, dude, no, what about Tyler? He totally did all this stuff. He's the reason why this person left. And at that point, you know, Tyler's whole game is going to be totally exposed with Caitlin, with everybody. But the fact that not only did the that side not win HOH, but the person that flipped, Caitlin, the person that is hiding her vote one HOH, means that they can't even like question if she flipped the vote or not, because she has all the power. So this is like the perfect place for all of these secrets to be forced to remain a secret. And with a week of time as a buffer, I think that he can get away with now, like, oh, it's actually not Brett, it's Sam that has the power. Oh, don't worry. Like, oh, how would I have been screwed again? Oh, you know, I just misunderstood, I guess. But don't worry, because it all worked out. Like, I think he got away with this because of the outcome.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, first, the fun fact that only five people out of the entire pool that were in contention for HOH got some kind of monetary value to be in the running for HOH. It worked out perfectly for Tyler. It worked out perfectly for Caitlin too, because no one can sharpen their pitchforks and try and demand answers from her now. You do that, you're risking yourself being on the block. And then for Tyler, again, the fact that everyone's going to be kind of happy, no one's going to be trying to throw him under the bus to Caitlin. Like, that's, he's safe. He's fine with Caitlin. And the level six people have no one but Tyler to thank for. It's not like the enemy got it and now they got to sell him down the river. So that's what I said earlier. The fact that the result kind of dictates how the move ended up playing, and it couldn't have gone more perfectly for Tyler for this scenario at all.
So right off the bat, you know, the Sacred Six people, they do not buy that a power was used, because Julie would have told them that a power was used. That's what they think. They're like, nah, this doesn't make sense to us. So somebody flipped. That's what happened. So that plan right away is just not going to work.
No, that plan was immediately shut down. And this happened when Tyler got a chance to talk to Swaggy and Fessy in the pantry. And he's like, oh, I think it just got the power got filtered, man. And they're like, no. Julie would have said something, which then leads to the dude bros walking in, and Winston just completely, once again, putting his foot in his mouth and saying, cool meeting to these three people. And you could tell based on, because like they came in to get some food, and then he just kind of says that, you know, cool meeting, and like turns around, and you can see it on Swaggy and Fessy's face. And Swaggy is just looking at him, ready to say something, and Swaggy's like, oh, what was that you said, Winston? Winston's like, I said cool meeting. And Swaggy then replies, what, I can't talk to Tyler? He's like, no, bro, you do you, bro. So that was the start of it all again, where once again, Winston is the one guy that just cannot keep his cool for whatever reason. And then we get a little bit of a conversation later with Brett, where Brett tries to calm him the F down.
Yeah, it's like this whole Level 6 Alliance, it really feels to me like it's like Tyler is the only one that knows how to play the game at all. And he's just like corralling his sheep. Like, he's just like, no, stop. No, don't run over there. No, no, come over here. No, no, vote. Come on, vote for Sam. Come on. Come on. You need to vote for Sam. Okay. No, no, don't yell. Don't yell. Okay. He's literally dragging them, kicking and screaming, to this like powerhouse position that they are currently in. And it's kind of hilarious to watch.
Yeah, and he's like really helping him out too. He's like, okay, Brett, do not make that comparison with Swaggy. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Just were told not to do it, man. Don't do, like, he's their life coach, BB House life coach right now. He's really, anything they're doing and any cool they have, any kind of maintenance they have on the power is thanks to Tyler right now.
Mm-hmm. So then we're going to go on the quest here, the quest to determine who was the flipper. This is a little mini segment here. Initially, Bailey and Haley are thinking it might be Scotty, because Scotty's just a sketchy dude. But luckily for Scotty, he is able to convince not only Swaggy, but eventually everyone else. It was not me. I would never have done that. Like, Swaggy, you asking me that question would be like me asking you if you voted Bailey out. Like, I would never have done that. They believe Swaggy, or they believe Scotty. He is not going to be in the hot seat for this vote. Scotty thinks that it could be Haley. Because, and this is important to note, Scotty has never trusted Haley. You know how he talked preseason about how any girl that would flirt with him, he would be suspicious of? Well, Haley is a bit of a flirt. And she touches him, she flirts with him a little bit, and he's suspicious of that. He sees her flirting with everyone, and he thinks that she's kind of shady. And so he kind of thinks that it might have been Haley. Swaggy. And right from the get-go, I think it was either Rockstar or Caitlyn. But most of the other people do not think it was Caitlyn. And Swaggy does kind of, because would never, Caitlyn, Steve was like, Caitlyn's father. She would never do that. She was the creator of the Alliance. Why would she ever flip? So Swaggy does kind of believe that it could probably be Rockstar, especially considering the fact that she proposed this hinky vote plan, where it was like, oh, we'll vote Steve out and then blame it on the bros. And she also seems very sad that Steve is gone, because she is sad that Steve is gone. Yeah. And they're interpreting that as guilt, that she went through with that hinky vote plan anyway and screwed up. Steve left, and now she feels super guilty. And now I think the general consensus among the Sacred Six, for now at least, minus Rockstar herself and Haley, which we'll talk about in just a second, do kind of believe this probably was Rockstar that that flipped on accident, which is just incredibly funny and ironic, because her entire plan was to cast a hinky vote and then blame it on somebody else, and now she is being blamed for a hinky vote.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely hilarious. And it's her kind of on her own fault, because she's the one who put it out there. She's the one who manifested, if you will, this entire hinky vote plan that ended up just being on the opposite end of the spectrum. And it's just, it's very interesting, Taryn, because, you know, Scotty, kind of the reasoning behind that was, well, nobody, like, Scotty didn't say who he's really voting for. We just went ahead and assumed he was going to vote to keep Steve. So that's where that came from. But again, he was able to really, like, squash that quickly enough. And then Rockstar just has this, it's the promise, there's these receipts out there that she tried to do the hinky vote thing. And for some reason, for whatever reason, the fact that, you know, at one point Swaggy says she's a cannonball or whatever, and now they're looking at her, it could not have been Kate. It couldn't have been. She, if she cared enough to give us a silly alliance name, it would be insane of her to, like, swap that out. Like, Faute is forever to them. So, yeah. So just based on, like, process of elimination, it comes down to Haley, it comes down to Caitlyn, comes down to Rockstar for some reason, is the three. And now they're zeroing in more on Rockstar.
Yeah, which is, it's kind of great. And, you know, Scotty was asking all the right questions too, because, you know, he was having a conversation with Bailey, and Bailey was saying, they brought up this idea that maybe there was a power that stole a vote. And he was like, that doesn't make any sense. Julie would have told us like that. Who brought that up? She was like, well, Caitlyn. And he was like, oh, well, that's interesting. And she was like, well, yeah. And Tyler told Caitlyn. He was like, oh, Tyler. So Tyler talked Caitlyn about this stealing of, and then it happened. What, like, did, was that like pre-planned, or did she like seem like she was coming out? She was like, oh no, that was before the vote even happened. He's like, oh, okay. And for a second I thought, like, oh my god, he's just figured this out. And then he's like,
yeah,
I think it was Haley. Okay.
Yeah, he's got his own agenda here.
Yeah. So that's where some of the Sacred Six / Faute people stand. But later on in the night, and we are skipping a little bit here, but this is, again, this is the quest to determine who the flipper is. Haley and Rockstar are going to get together, and rightfully so, they're going to be like, so this was Caitlyn, right? Like, after everything that happened earlier in the day, it would be insane to not think it was Caitlyn. She literally went to them and said, we need to do this. We need to do this. If we do this, let's blame it on a stolen vote with a power. And then, you know, a couple hours later, it was like, never mind. What are you talking about? I misunderstood. And then a few hours later after that, a vote happens where Steve is voted out. And she's like, oh, it must have been a power. Who knew? Haley and Rockstar are like, okay, this was probably Caitlyn, but she's HOH now. So like, what are we going to do about it? And they are, as I was worried about for Tyler, going like, Tyler's kind of scary. Like, he must have, like, he just did that, right? Like, this is sketchy.
Yeah, no, Haley especially was like, I don't want Tyler here for another couple of weeks. So if Haley was to win power at this very moment, that's the person she's probably going to want to go after. And for good reason. The guy put a wedge in between the entire alliance and blew up the one thing that they were planning on doing. And now I feel like this vote, though, has brought Haley and Rockstar closer together. So that's good. I think that they're still trying to get in a conversation with Caitlyn. That's still part of the plans. Get in the HOH's ear. So I feel decent about these two kind of solidifying here. And I do feel good about the way they're talking about the game, the way they're seeing the game. They seem like they've got their heads on straight and they're starting to figure stuff out, which is good. As far as like how much reach do they have or how much pull do they have? I don't know, because again, you've got people like Swaggy, who's just very boisterous and very in control and like the loudest voice in his group. And then they did talk about potential nominations, because what they've been told is that it's going to be JC and Casey. Which is not, you know, they don't really think it's good, you know, optically speaking. And then on the other end, Rockstar is like, or it's Bailey and Swaggy. Like, what is she doing? Hold on, girl. Don't do this. So Rockstar is thinking about this game on a whole other level. And I do feel like she's got a good head on her shoulders. I'm intrigued to see how they end up trying to, like, patch things up with Caitlyn moving forward. But listening to this conversation last night was really good. I really enjoyed learning a lot more about what's going on in their heads.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, add on top of all of that, with the potential Bailey and Swaggy nominations, there was, in fact, more controversy last night as Caitlin was, because first of all, Tyler was going to volunteer to be a have not. And Caitlin was like all over Tyler after the eviction. Like he is now the manifestation of her boyfriend instead of Fessy. And she was like, you know, if you're a have not, then you won't be able to sleep up in the HOH with me. And he was like, yeah. So she was like, well, I'm just saying, like, you know, you were in the HOH, you'll have to like go down to the thing. And they're like, oh, you're like going from like from the top to the bottom. And yeah. And then in my head, I was thinking Linkin Park lyrics, bottom to top. And then Scotty said bottom to top, and then 0 to 100. And then Caitlin quotes a Drake lyric.
Correct. Yeah, it was a Drake song
that has the N-word in it, and immediately was like, "Oh, crap!"
And then just kind of starts continuing singing the rest of the song.
Yeah, like making sure everybody knows. No, this was a song that I was singing. Yeah, but a bit late at that point.
Yeah, and like there is a video of this roaming around Twitter if you want to find it. Tyler is like. She's like leaning on Tyler and they're next to each other. And like, you can kind of see Tyler's face being like, what am I going to do with these kids? Like, these are just the worst people. And also Taryn's favorite publication has already put an article out as of this morning. So this is also out there again. Just a PSA to everyone. Listen to whatever songs you want. It's all well and good. Don't sing. First of all, you're not supposed to sing to begin with. Second of all, when there are lyrics that do not concern you, don't use them. It is not that difficult. What are we going to do with these people?
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. Because like, I guess the excuse is like, well, you know, I she's probably like used to singing it in the privacy of her own whatever. Don't do that either then. Yeah. Like,
it does not take much to just not like, just skip over. Like, this isn't. Yeah. I don't know. I feel a rant coming on. I don't want to do it, but it's amazing, Taryn. Week one, today marks officially 1 week of us having feeds, and it also officially marks 3 controversies that have occurred in the last week, and it's only been 1 week of feeds.
Yeah. Well, you know. I feel like after the last one, I was like, hopefully we're good with this, but not quite yet. You know, it's I don't know. She recognized that she shouldn't have done it. So hopefully that means that she won't be dumb enough to do it again. I don't know. Yeah. But just like I don't know. I feel like these people need to be like educated. Like if you're going to go on, like this needs to be a qualification to go on Big Brother. Like you are going to be taped 24/7. You'd better know your stuff. Like you'd better not have any sort of ignorance or hold any ignorant beliefs. And we need to figure that out before you go on.
Right. And if they're, you know, some people are just the way they are or whatever, when you give them BB19 and BB16 to watch, give them a printout of all the publications that wrote about Big Brother 15 stuff that went on now about this season that go on. Let them see these articles. Let them see the type of way people have been written about. Maybe then it'll be in their mind and they'll continue to not do those things actively. Because it's one thing to be read the Riot Act. It's one thing to be told, listen, just so you remember, like we record you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Anything you say, people will find out about is not as big to them just because they'll forget and they're just, you know, going about their days in the house. But if they see articles and they see backlash, you know what? Give them print out someone's Twitter timeline and like show them live. So this was said, and this is 2 hours from then. This is what people were thinking about them. This is the next day. This is the end of the season. Then maybe they'll understand, hey, especially if they're the types that are going for like, you know, the audience, they want the audience to love them. It's like, oh, you want to be loved and lose? Well, read this. You make sure you don't do any of these things.
I feel like show them Big Brother 15. Yeah. Like it was a great season gameplay wise. It'll teach them to do crazy things. Like this week, what Tyler pulled off was essentially Andy's double eviction week, but like on a on a long week, like which is awesome. And it also will hopefully give them a little bit of like hesitancy when it comes to like, make sure you watch what you say when you're on these feeds. Like, just, you know, but no, they want to pretend BB 15 doesn't exist. So
no, it didn't happen. We went from 14 to 16 and that is the official story.
Yeah. all right. So that was Caitlin. Swaggy. So Tyler, with Rockstar and Haley, they're kind of sketched out by everything that happened with Tyler flipping Caitlin. And then he also gets very unlucky here. He got lucky that Caitlin won the HOH, but then very unlucky because his dumb little sheep that run around, they couldn't be contained enough. Swaggy manages to overhear Angela talking to Winston, I believe, about their team. And in that conversation, she mentions Tyler as one of their numbers. And Swaggy's like, whoa, wait a minute. What? Whoa, why is Tyler one of their numbers? That's so sketchy. Tyler, what are you doing, Tyler? And they are now starting to realize, I don't know if we can trust Tyler.
Yeah, we got played a little. Like, now Swaggy has straight up said he's going to trust Tyler less. So moving forward, a little bit of the whispers are coming out. But again, good for Tyler, because this is the one week where nobody can touch him. Like, no matter how much they talk. Although one thing out there still, Taryn, is the Power app is going to be due soon. Mm-hmm. And if, for whatever reason, I'm speculating that the upgrade is a co-HOH slot, everything gets interesting. Because I feel like you got to imagine some names out there that are popular to get this. Swaggy is one of them. And Bailey is one of them. And honestly, someone like even JC is one of them. Like, if a co-HOH is in play, this will get really interesting. And one of my favorite theories that go ahead.
Oh yeah, I personally think the candidates are Tyler, Caitlin, JC, and then Swaggy and Bailey. And I think if the vote had happened after Wednesday night, I think Swaggy and Bailey would have been at the top. But they were pretty absent from the Thursday episode. True. So I do feel like Tyler and Caitlin, who are the stars of that episode, probably have a little bit more of a shot, which in some ways is interesting because I do want to see more of Tyler playing. But in other ways, like, if Tyler gets this power, then Sam will have a power. Tyler will have a power. Caitlin will be in power. And they are just going to wreck shop.
Yeah, then they're just dead to rights. It's kind of donezo for now. And I think honestly it also comes back to which power are they gonna pick, because it's not like a care package where the power is preset. So even let's say for some whatever reason, like what's it called, seed number four Swaggy gets it, he still has to pick it correctly to have a power that'll help him this week. So it'll be interesting to see where all of that falls. But as of right now, it's just about this going to keep picking up this week, Karen. Like, that was only night one, and, like, they're on to Tyler. Like, there are eyes on Tyler. I feel like the more and more the week goes on, things will happen, things will escalate, and he'll be exposed more. The one good saving grace he does have is that still, no matter what he does, even if he's shown to be on the other side, Winston is still the most hated on that side. And Winston would still be the most likely target for that side if they were to have any kind of power.
Well, it does bring up an interesting point, because the Sacred Six did discuss, this is another sort of mini story, though not as interesting as the quest to determine who the flipper was. But they discussed who should be targeted without Caitlin present. They were just like, all right, guys, who should we target? Meanwhile, Caitlin is not even there. They don't even realize that Caitlin may be putting two of them up. So they're discussing who to target. They have different conversations back and forth throughout the night. They're talking about targeting the bros. They hate Winston. They would love to see Winston gone. But at one point, Scotty made, and this was, again, back to that conversation with Bailey that he had, where she talked about how she'd love to see Winston gone. And he goes, yeah, I mean, because she loves to see Winston gone because she feels like Brett would be pretty cool without Winston there. And he goes, yeah, I do think Brett is more dangerous, though. And that's kind of why, like, because he would be cool without Winston there. And Bailey will bring that point up to the rest of them. And they will be like, oh, yeah, that kind of makes sense. So there is, you know, there's there's this kind of thing that happens where there's a very blatant initial target, like Winston. And yeah. then there are the people that you like, the cool people that you, you know, you're socially more likely to bond with. And you tend to target the people that you don't like earlier in the game. However, as the game goes along, you start to realize that the people that you like are often more dangerous, and the people that you don't like will always be targets. So yeah. I feel like that, you know, that meter is starting to level off here, where Winston's target's going down and Brett's target's going up. And that yeah. means also that Tyler could be more in danger if they follow that line of reasoning, because Tyler is right. the most dangerous. So we've got some movement. The people are starting to catch on to how to play the game a little more. Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see how that moves.
Yeah, it's like the first week jitters have been shaken off now, and they're just going to start rising here and here. The one other thing, Taryn, is that by who has the power, like Caitlin even doesn't know it's Sam. Mm-hmm. I feel like everyone kind of is assuming it's Brett, which might help him for the meanwhile. But I still think the logic is there, though, that they're starting to understand that if you're liked more, getting rid of you is better, because if you're not liked, you're always going to be not liked. It's like that. What's that saying that Owen Wilson says in one of his awful movies? You can't polish a turd. So that's kind of how they're looking at it with Winston.
Yes. So then finally, like, I'm sure you're wondering at this point, what is Caitlin planning on doing? Why haven't you told us yet, Taryn? It's because I don't know. Yeah. We didn't really get anything from her. We got one conversation where she basically went to Tyler and she said, so Tyler, what do I do? And he said, I don't know. Do whatever you want to do. And then that was like, that was all we got for the night. So
yeah,
I don't know. I really don't know. It could literally be anything. She could nominate Scotty and JC. She could nominate Casey and JC. She could nominate Swaggy and Bailey. She could nominate Fessy and Swaggy. I don't know. I really don't know. If I had to guess, if she was going to nominate the Faute side, I think she would go Swaggy and Bailey. If she was going to go for the level six side, I think it would be something like Scotty and Casey or Scotty and JC. If she doesn't want to, if she's trying not to take a side. They haven't told us yet. And noms, I think, should be today. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Yeah, absolutely. There is one thing. Angela was having a conversation with Tyler and kind of like whispered, like, are we good? And level six good. And Tyler gave her one of these. So you got to assume that Tyler, while not trying not to like fully have a hand on Caitlin and lead her in a direction, will try and use his game that he's been able to do with Caitlin to move her away from those people and kind of like point it in the direction of Faute and like a little bit in the middle, like a Scotty. But that's the way it's looking right now, is that we have no idea. But I would go ahead, I would assume, if I had to put money on this, similar to how Taryn last season said go bet on the number seven and someone won some money, is that Swaggy and Bailey are going up, is what I'm going to go ahead and assume for right now.
Which is going to cause a massive shakeup here. You know, everything was kind of kept calm by the fact that nobody could accuse Caitlin, nobody could out any of these secrets. But the second Caitlin does this, I think there's going to be a lot of like, whoa, you were the flipper. How did you flip? Tyler flipped you. Like, I think everything's coming out if she makes a blatant move like that. So it's if anything, it might actually be in Tyler's best interest if she does do a sort of Scotty JC nomination. They do have the numbers to keep Scotty, or to keep JC, if that is the case. And that would kind of maintain the cover, and they could just be like, Caitlin's afraid of making the move. But who knows? Tyler does not seem that scared of making these really bold things. So
yeah, we'll see. And I feel like he also knows in the back of his head that we saved Sam's power. If we really need to, exactly. I feel like Sam would use this power for us. She owes me. Like, it'll happen.
Which is like the one, I'm loving what's happening, but the one thing that I don't like is is this sort of like, they have this do-over. Like, if anything goes wrong for level six or for Tyler in particular, they have a do-over that has to be used within the first 4 weeks. And yeah. Which means in one of the next 3 weeks, we're going to spend the entire week knowing that it doesn't matter, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it'll still be good feeds. It'll still be fun to report on. But that Thursday episode would mean so much less.
Yes. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see. Hopefully, when did they get the feeds? Came on Thursday night.
Yeah.
And they already had, but that was a 2 week week, so it didn't really. The timing didn't line up the same. Nominations had already happened. So I'm not sure. The voting ends this morning for the Power. So yeah. I imagine that would mean that the Power would be released at some point today. I'm kind of hoping that is the case. That's a huge thing. I mean, nominations and then who gets the Power. We're going to learn a lot today if both of those things happen. And then hopefully if it is Tyler, if it is whoever it is, that they will quickly tell someone, because it took forever for us to find out that Sam had it.
Yeah. So I feel like I think both of them are going to be done today, Noms and the Power. And then it's just a matter of, because I feel like we know we're going to get the crap app out of the way like that. Whoever's got it will let us know, or we'll see it, I'm assuming. I already forget what the four other powers remaining are. Read it. Yell, which I gotta imagine Yell is going to be like Spencer Clawson holding the megaphone all week. So that would be fun to see. And I don't remember the other two.
Yes. All right. Doom says predicting the BB App Store should be before Noms. That would surprise me, because it usually takes a while. And they did it after Noms previously. So people are wondering if I'm going to do a poll. I'd have to do it like a Google form, like for the roundtable, just because there are so many options. But I could maybe put something together to see what the audience of RHAP is voting for at the very least, and see just how little our votes matter. I mean, look, it was accurate for BBOTT. Anywhere else, though, I don't know. We'll see about that. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can find Puya on Twitter at Puyaism. Anything else that we should talk about, Puya, before we wrap this up?
Just gonna quickly go through my database. I think we're good. I'm excited for tomorrow morning's update. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yes, should be a lot to talk about. Because look, even if, again, because like Caitlin could nominate Swaggy and Bailey, and then everything comes out, and then she realizes, oh my god, Tyler tricked me. And then there's a backdoor Tyler plan in place. And then she like backdoors Tyler because she was betrayed by him. And then Sam saves Tyler at the end of the week. And we head into the next week. And it's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
There's a lot of different possibilities that could happen this week. And it's all because Caitlin won the HOH. It's like it could not have gone better that the person that flipped won the HOH. Very happy to see that.
Yeah, no, and like this is the type of HOH that is always fun because you have no idea who could win it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that coming in, I would have never imagined Caitlin was going to win a comp or an HOH rather. And then even after seeing the season start off, I was like, I don't think it's going to happen. Look where we are. It's going to be interesting. This week's going to be great no matter how you spin it. I'm here for it.
We had Andy wants to know any idea on who will land as least trending. I feel very confident that it has to be either Angela or Rachel. I feel like they've been invisible in the episodes, and not only are they invisible in the episodes, but like if you look at their picture and name, I feel like you might even think like, I don't know which one is which if you're a casual voter. You know what I mean? I just feel like I think I can get into the heads of the people who watch the show only, and I feel like they have not seen anything from Angela or Rachel on the show. Rockstar at least has a crazy look. She's been on the show a little bit. Obviously JC is going to be there. But like Scotty, you can remember Scotty. He's been on the TV show. Like there are memorable things about them, reasons why you might think of them when it comes to a vote. But I feel like Angela or Rachel just haven't been anywhere.
Yeah, I would put my money on Angela for sure. Angela's just given the audience nothing. Like with Rachel, yeah, she wasn't really on the show yesterday, but she also was wearing this like unique dress thing. So I feel like if we're going on visibility spike on the show itself, she has the edge up on Angela by like this much. So I would go ahead and say Angela, because the other person I was thinking of was maybe Casey, but that's not really a thing because Casey has been, every recap so far has had her saying that the punishment sucked And then she's been wearing the unitard all week. So
exactly, like,
she's fine.
There's a reason to remember who Casey is, because you look at her picture and you're like, oh, she's the one dressed in the thing and she's got the punishment. Like, there's a reason to remember her. Whereas it's like, wait, who are those other people? What have they done? Again, if I'm thinking from a casual viewer perspective, I think they don't even know who those other, like, oh, are those like the people, which alliance are they in? What I mean? Whereas if you look at Casey, you're like, yeah, she's the one with the punishment. You at least know who she is. So that's my guess. I could be wrong, but I would be very surprised if it wasn't Angela or Rachel that got the crap app, which again is going to confirm their fears about, they got a talking to about their own controversy. And, I think they're not going to be very happy about it. So that's what we've got for you this morning. Very, very excited about this update. I was lots of great stuff here. Hopefully there'll be lots of great stuff tomorrow as well. I'm so thankful for Tyler. Even though I was like, this is insanity, you should not be doing this, it really led to a lot of great outcomes. So very, very pleased with this season so far.
Me too. Like, again, we've had it for 1 week and already I feel like I am encapsulated by this entire season, and it's only been a week. And then I get reminded, obviously I will, you always compare it to the last one. And like, I think back to 19 and how we would sit here every morning and we're like, yeah, so if Mark was going to do his own thing, this is what he would have done. If Kevin was going to do his own thing, this is what he would have done. But it was all just so predetermined. We kind of knew who was going up the minute the HOH was won. I love a good bit of unpredictability, and the fact that we have this much unpredictability in week one can only mean good things moving forward for us.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. Make sure you check me out on Twitch, Taryn Armstrong, the Twitters again, and robiswebsite.com and all the great stuff. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you. And then Sunday night, we will be live to recap the Sunday night episode, the nominations and everything that happens there. All right. We will see you next time.